County's one and only KZST Santa Rosa.
Good evening. Welcome to your Friday night. We're here to kick off the weekend on a positive note. We're here to celebrate friends, friendship, girlfriends, sisterhoods. We have our little get-togethers every Friday called Friday Night Girls, where we invite women of all ages to join us via the airwaves. So welcome aboard.
Delilah. I feel by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place. Cause now that the corner locked, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. Never the right time, whenever you called. Went little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this wound.
Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to our Friday night. So who are you calling about tonight? I know you're bragging about a girlfriend.
I am. I'm bragging about my best friend, Tanya. We have been friends for 16 years since we were in junior high school, and we've been through everything together. We've been through the family issues, and we ran away when we were 15 and 16, and we've just been through everything together.
Is that a baby I hear in the background?
I have four little boys.
And what if they decide someday to run away like mommy did at 15?
We don't like to talk about that.
No, we don't.
That's kind of one of those things that my mom said that it'll come out tenfold. That means that one day that whatever we did to her will come back three times stronger on us.
Oh, and yes, it will. You are in so much trouble.
Yeah, probably. But we weren't gone for longer than the night. You know, we were gone for a few hours, but we still stuck it through, and we've been through hard times together, and she's helped me through a divorce and marriage and remarriage and marriage counseling and and four labors. And she's just, if I need somebody to talk to, or if she needs somebody to talk to, I mean, we're just, she's number one on my speed dial. If I could have number one as my speed dial, it would be her, but that's voicemail automatic. So she's number two now. But she's still number one. She always will be. She knows that, but I like to, wanted to make sure that she knew that. So.
Let me find a song for your number one friend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And about me.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from somebody that I'm just going to call Sherry, not her real name. Sherry says, I have a huge dilemma, Delilah. I was living with my mother and she got very sick. She was raising a child that wasn't biologically hers, but was her grandchild. I chose to move in with her at that time to help. 2 years went by and mom got worse. And the worse she got, the more she hurt me and this child. It finally came to a point where I had to make the difficult and heart-wrenching decision to protect the child by leaving the home with him. I've struggled with the family and have been accused of kidnapping ever since. What makes this all the worse is that my ill mother began refusing treatment and she passed away. Now I have a child that isn't mine, and I'm trying to bridge the gap between his parents and him. My sister is his biological mother, and it's difficult because she blames me for mom giving up on life. Neither of his parents call very often, and yet here's this beautiful boy asking me when he's going to hear from his mom and dad. Now he calls me mom, but he wants his real mom and dad to care. I guess I've come to terms with my mother's death. It was her choice, but I'm tired of being blamed for something that couldn't have been helped. It was either stay with her and watch this beautiful child suffer, or leave and try to stabilize his life as best I can. I've met a wonderful man who helps, but that doesn't change how I feel when this little boy looks at me with questions in his eyes. I need Mama Delilah's advice. Please help me. Sherry, I will help you and give you my words of advice coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Okay, I have to admit, 2024 really snuck up on me. Luckily, Kohl's has everything my family needs to start the new year outright. With the 15% off going on, I got my husband and I flex styles under $30 and tech gear activewear under $20. I also found a NutriBullet juicer for just $79.99. To top it all off, I earned Kohl's cash too. So, it's not too late to make a resolution, right? Offers end January 15th. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear hugging a pillow thing, your free falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with rapid dry do there, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, Always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in store or online, wherever you get your pads.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aww, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Vamos a tener mucha diversión.
And that means we're going to have so much fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
KZST.
Gonna feel like hell tonight. The tears of rage I cannot buy. Are you strong enough to be my man? My man. Nothing's true and nothing's right. So let me be alone tonight. 'Cause you can't change.
doesn't have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Yeah!
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman who has custody of her nephew, and her sister, the child's mother, is not participating in his life, nor is the child's father. Here's what I would say to you. If I were you, I would hire a lawyer and get legal custody of your nephew so that he will feel safe and secure. Of course, he wants his biological parents to care. I have a lot of children that are not biologically mine, and they would give anything for their biological parents to care. You can't change that longing, nor can you fix the dynamic, nor can you make your sister care. What you can do is offer love and consistency. And if your nephew has love and consistency and knows that somebody believes in him and advocates for him and is there to dry his tears and go to PTA meetings and sign him up for soccer, he will make it through. He will long for his mom and dad's love and encouragement, no doubt about it. But in the absence of that, and you can't change that, you can impact his life forever by being consistent and being reliable and dependable. And as far as what other people say, too bad, so sad, don't listen to it. You had no choice or no part in your mother choosing to discontinue her medical treatment, nor have you had any part in your sister not stepping up to the plate to be a parent and raise her child. So those folks can go pound sand who want to talk about you behind your back. I'm proud of you. I encourage you to continue to be the loving, giving, nurturing woman that you are. Good luck and God bless you. You're listening to Delilah.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. And blood makes me whole.